We're going to see a little bit the sugya of Nizdak and Nechlakat Yemis that a number of the Olam asked me about. And that is the Gemara says, the Chur, there's three or four different psulim that are seem to be very similar to each other. Some are kosher, some are pasul. It's not clear what's what. There's Nifritzo, Nizdak, Nizdak Yehemnik, and Nechlakat Yemis. So the Gemara says as follows. Gemara says, Nektam Reishoy, on the bottom of Laman Aleph and Beis. Omer Evuna Leishonu Ela Nektam. Avon Nizdak Kosher. The only thing that is possible is Nektam. But if it's Nizdak, then it's Kosher. In fact, the Gemara of Nizdak Kosher, Ay, Votani Lulav Kofav Kovet Sodik Okum Dim Lamagol Possible. Rashi says, we see over here that Sodik is, Mar says, we see over here that Sodik is Pasol L'chera. How could he say that Sodik is Kosher? Omer Papa, the Ovid Kehemnik. When did we say that Sodik is Pasol? It's Dafka Ovid Kehemnik. And then the Gemara goes, Behem Shech also, and talks about Nechlaka. Repapa himself talks about Nechlaka Hatiyem Ismahu. And Rashi says also that it's Sodik. The Shedra is Saduko. So we have three things that Rashi says over here. Rashi says that Soduk, that Kosher is talking about, Nizdak is Kosher, the Gemara says. Rashi says, Nizduku Rashi Ha'olin. The tops of the leaves are cracked. That's Kosher. Mashenkin, if it's Nizdak Ehemnik, Rashi understands that it's not referring to the leaves. It's referring to the Shedra. The Shedra grew in two, as if it's two different Shedrois. It started as one and then branched off as two, and half of the leaves are coming out of one side of the Shedra, half of the leaves are coming out of the other Shedra. It looks like a Y to a certain extent, like the Rishonim drew. And that's possible. That's Ovid Kehemnik. But that's the Shedra itself is split. Then there's another din of Nechlakat Yemis. Rashi says Nechlakat Yemis is talking about also the Shedra split, but it's a different type of split. It's a split that the two top leaves, Rashi says, Shnei Olin Hel Yoinim, Hayotzin Emtoim Sheshoma Shedra Kolo, Nechalku Zemizev, Nizdako Shedra Ad Olin Shalamatamihem, that it's talking about the two top leaves that come out of the lulav, they're split, and they split into the Shedra. So Mitzad Echad, it's similar to Nizdak Emnik, that the Shedra is split, but it's a totally different Shiloh. There, it's Mamashamum. It grew as a Siamese Shedra. It grew with two Shedra, it's coming out of one Shedra. That's a mum. Mashenkin over here, it's not a mum. Mashenkin over here, it grew as one Shedra, and it ended in two leaves, and those two leaves were split down into the Shedra. Does that passel, or does that not passel? That was Gemara Shiloh. The Maskanas of Gemara is that it doesn't passel. Rashi says the Shedra until, Rashi says pretty clearly that the Shedra until the leaves below it, that comes out, it's another inch or so into the Shedra. It's not just to the Shedra. Rashi says it goes down until the next row of leaves, which is underneath it. So it's even more. If you look at the Beis Yosef, in Mefurish, he speaks out, he says that Rashi clearly learns, there are those that learn it has to go into the Shedra a little bit, and Rashi learns, no, it has to go into the Shedra much more, down to the next level of leaves. That's how Rashi learns. So both of those, when it's Nizdak in the Olin, according to Rashi, it's Kosher. When it's Nizdak in the Shedra, whether it grew that way, Lechatchila, into two Shedrois, it's Pasul, or it didn't grow as two. It started as one, and the two top leaves split from each other, and went down into the Shedra, that's also Pasul. That's Shitas Rashi, the three different Psulim. Now, Yesh Lain B'Rashi B'Tarti. Rashi says it's talking about that the two top leaves, Shnei Olen Hel Yonim, Emtsoim, Sheshoma Shedra Kolo, they were Nechleku Zemize, V'Nizdaka Shedra. What does he mean to say the two top leaves that the Shedra ends in? Does he mean one leaf, which is a double leaf, like every lulav leaf is, and like we call Nechlakat Yemis, and that's what's split? Or does he mean to say, no, it's two double leaves. There's two double leaves that got split from each other and went down into the Shedra. The truth is that if you look at a number of the Rishonim in different places, you'll find, you could ask the Shiloh. Tosfos says, at the beginning of the parak by Nektam Reishai, L'chor Mari B'shnei Olin Heim Tzoyin Hayetim Reisha Shedra. It's talking about the two Olin Heim Tzoyin that come out of the Reisha Shedra. What is he talking about? Is he talking about one double leaf, or is he talking about two double leaves? So L'chor, the Pashtus Lashon of Tosfos of Rashi by us, is that we're talking about two double leaves. Shnei Olin Sheyetim Reisha Shedra. Right? It sounds like two double leaves. It doesn't say two halves. Two double leaves. The only thing is that, first of all, the Metzius is that those two double leaves are not stuck together. If it would be one leaf, it's stuck together. But the two leaves are not stuck together. And not only that, the Metzius is that it doesn't end in two leaves. The most lulavim end in three leaves, and the middle of those three leaves are on the top of the shedra, coming out of the shedra, three leaves, and the middle of those three is what we call the tiyemis, the middle leaf. It doesn't usually end in two leaves. The second of all, Yesh La'ayin Merashi, is why does he say that has to be, once he learns that it has to be that it's Nizdak to Shedra, so why is the psul a psul of Nechlekat Yomis? L'chora, if those two leaves separate from each other down to the Shedra, and the Shedra itself doesn't split, that means the Tiyomis was Nechlekat Legamri, and nevertheless, the Shedra was not cut at all. That's Kasher. So what's the gauge, what's the defining factor of whether or not it's possible? The defining factor is whether or not it goes down into the Shedra. So the psul is not a psul of Nechlekat the Yomis, the psul is a psul of Nizdakat Shedra. And the truth is, if you look at the Goyinim that are brought down, Tesis brings down, Tesis and Bava Kama brings down the Goyinim, the Rush brings down the Goyinim, they learn similar to Rashi. They mention that there's two leaves that come out of the top of the Lulav, and they split, they're usually stuck together, and they split apart from each other. And they don't mention anything about it going into the Shedra. Because the Chor, that's the Pashtus. The Psul is the Nechlekat Yemis, not the fact that it goes into the Shedra. The Chor of Shad and Rashi is, like the Beis Yosef in Tafresh Memhei, Vav, Sif Vav, explains Bedas Tosfos of Nektam that we just brought down before, and that says Shnei Olin Elyonim. And he says as follows. He says that there are certain Lulavim that end with three leaves. Then the Tiyemis is the middle of the three leaves. And there's other Lulavim that end with two leaves. And the truth is, that is found nowadays also, though I would say probably 90% to 95% of Lulavim have three leaves. They have one Tiyemis, what we call. It's the middle. But there are a Miut, that Miut HaMatsui, that also has, that ends in two leaves. It ends in two double leaves. Now, the only thing is that the two double leaves, Bizmanenu, they're not usually stuck together. And the truth is that Tosfos is more of this. Tosfos says, Tosfos and Bava Kama Daf Tzadi Vav is Ma'ur, he says that if that's the case, that the two leaves are split together, we're not going to have any lulavim that are kosher, because all those leaves that we have, all those lulavim that have two leaves, they're always split. The Beis Yosef says, what do you mean? We do have it. We do have such leaves. We'll get to that in the Halacha Bezer Hashem. But if Rashi learns that way, L'chor, that's the Pashtus also, when he's referring to those leaves. And the Beis Yosef points out, he says, even though it's a miyut, but lamaisa, it's a miyut, and the Gemara decided to discuss it. But if you understand that it's talking about two double leaves, then we can understand why it has to be nechlak all the way down into the shedra, down to the next level of leaves that are coming out of the shedra. Because what defines nechlakat tiyemis? Where is nechlakat tiyemis? L'chor, you need the whole tiyemis. What's considered the whole tiyemis? You have a shedra which starts from the bottom of the lulav, goes all the way up to the top of the lulav, and then the shedra branches into two, but those two are still stuck together. So if I need a nechlekat yemis, and to separate those two double leaves that are stuck together, how is it going to be nechleka? If it breaks apart a little bit, that's only a miut. If it breaks apart till the shedra, is that the end of the tiyemis? The tiyemis is really an extension of the shedra, and the shedra goes all the way down to the bottom. Says Rashi, the only way that you have Nechlekat Yemis in Gansin is when those two leaves separate till the point where the next leaves come out. Once the next leaves come out, then you can't say that the Shedra over there is part of the first of the top leaves. There's already new leaves coming out of the Shedra. The Shedra Shaykh to them. So the Nizdaka, that which I need that it goes into the Shedra and all the way down to the next level of leaves, is to create a situation that it should be Nechlekat Yemis from the top to the bottom. Where's the bottom of the tiyemis? It has to start. They're connected all the way to the top. There's two double leaves coming out of the top of the shedra, that are stuck together, all the way to the top of the lulav. they separate all the way down until the next level of leaves. That's considered from the top to the bottom. So the reason why I need Nizdaka HaShedra also is to make it a Nechlaka Tiyemis in Gansin. How do I make it a totally a Nechlaka Tiyemis? That's only if it goes from the top till the bottom. Where's the bottom? The next level of leaves. After that, the Shedra is not shaykh to those two top leaves. It's shaykh to the rest of the leaves. The truth is, if you look at Taisus Bava Kama, it seems that Taisus Bava Kama learned differently in Rashi. But I think maybe you could say such a pshat in Rashi also, al derech hapshat of why it's considered Nechlakat Yemis, you could say that in Rashi. Kum Tais Lefi Rashi, there's three different halachas like we said. One is Nizdak, means that Nizdaku Rashi Ha'olin, just the leaves. And the Mashmois is, L'chero, that even if it's right with the leaves. Rashi doesn't say how many leaves, Nizdak. Rashi says Rashi Ha'olin. He doesn't say Rashi Ha'olin. Nizdaku Rashi Ha'olin. Which Rashi Ha'olin? The top two leaves? All of the leaves? Shteinish, Rashi is not mefarish. The first stimus de Rashi is that even if it's Nizdaku, all the leaves split in half in the makom of the tiyemis, nevertheless, that's not a problem. The only time that we have a problem with Nizdak is when it goes into the Shedra. But if it doesn't go into the Shedra, it's mashma, it's not a problem. Lefi this, it's very gishmak. Why Rashi in the... Yes. I'm not sure, because when it says Nektam Reishai, then you could explain that Nektam Reishai means Dafke in the Shedra, because that's the Reish of the Luluf. But if you hold Nizdaka is Nechlakat Yoimis, we're not even referring to the Luluf Bechlal. We never mentioned it. We never said Reishai. We're talking about the Tiyomis, which is the leaves. Why? What would be Machriachim to learn that it's going down into the Shedra? Lechero. Only when it says Nektam Reishai and it doesn't refer to the leaves, then you could say, you could don, what's Reishai? Does Reishai mean the leaves? Or does Reishai mean the actual Lulav? But we'll see. The Ravid also learns that there's Psulim that are not in the Shedra. He just says, when it says Reishai, what does Reishai refer to? Reishai refers to the top of the lulav, not the top of the leaves. But where it says Nechlakat Yemis, Lachor is not referring to the top of the lulav at all. It's referring the heady to the leaves. What was Machriach Rashi to go into the Shedra? That we wanted to say, that's the end of the Yemis. that's the Nechlakat Yemis that's Nizdak into the Shedra, that's Pasul. But if it's only Nizdak the leaves, we said, Rashi says, Nizdaku Rashi Ha'olin, and Mashmois is that even if Roiv of the Olin are Nizdak, then it's Kosher. Now we understand what compelled Rashi on the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Tesem and Beis to say that Nifritzu means that all the leaves came off. Rashi understood, at least the way the Tais explains Rashi, those maybe understand Rashi differently, but Rashi understood that Nifritzu means that all the leaves came off the lulav and you tied them back together. Tais says Nifritzu doesn't mean that. Nifritzu means that all the leaves, this is Mashma and Yerushalmi, they bring different Lashonis, that Nifritzu means that each leaf split in half. Says Rashi, you can't say that that's Nifritzu. That's Nizdak that the Gemara says is kosher. Anytime that it's in the leaves, according to Rashi, if it's Nizdak in the leaves, that's not going to be Nifritzu, that's going to be Nizdak, and that's kosher. However, it is a little bit of a ha'ara that Rashi says, Nizdaku Rashi ha'olin. L'chura, according to what we're saying, even if it's Rei of the olin, it should be kosher. Yesh lain, if it's Dafka, Rashi ha'olin. However, that's all when it's in the leaves. When it's in the Shedra, whether it grew that way into two and it's Nizdak Kehemnik, that's Pasul, or it didn't grow that way, it started totally closed. However, the two top leaves that are generally together got sliced in half and opened up, that's going to be also, and it went into the Shedra, that's going to be the Psul of Nizdak, and that's going to be the Psul of Nechlakat Yemis, according to Rashi. That's going to be Pasul. The Yesh La'ayin, how does Tosfos learn? How does Tosfos learn this din of Nizdak and Nechlako and Nizdak Yehemnik and Nifritzu? So we saw, in B'negeh to Nechlako, Tosfos says Lehedyo. Nechlako means, like Rashi says, that the two top leaves that are generally stuck together, they got separate and went into the Shedra. And they said, Tesis explains also, then when it's Nizdak, the leaves themselves are nizdak, if it's roiv of the leaves, that's nifritzu, which is pasul. So the question is, according to Tosfos, what is nizdak that's kosher? What's the case of nizdak that's kosher? So you could say that nizdak just means that roiv of the leaves got cut a little bit. When the roiv of the leaves get cut a lot, roiv of the way, then that's nifritzu. However, if the leaves got cut just a little bit, then that's nizdak. It's not so gishmak, because lechur, instead of saying nifritzu, the psul of nifritzu, we should have said nizdak biruban, because this mamash is the exact same psul. It's talking about that the tiyemis of each of the leaves got cut, and if it's a miut, then it's kosher. If it's nizdak biruboy, then it's pasul. Then we would have known both halachas. We don't know nizdak in miutai, and we know nizdak biruboy. It's a little bit interesting that there's one is called nizdak, one is called nifritzu. Okay. But from Tosfos, it's a shtickle mashma, the flamed base. Tosfos, when he's talking about nechlakas yemis, he says, loy mairi she nizdaku barosh olin she barosh ha-shedro, dekulu hochi esnehu. Tosfos says, don't tell me when it says nechlakas yemis, it means that the leaves at the top of the shedro are split, dekulu hochi esnehu, because all of them are like that. So what's he referring to? Is he referring to that even if there's three leaves at the top of the luluf, however many leaves there are, one, two, or three leaves at the top of the luluf, and they got split by the tiyemis, each of the double leaves got split, and he's saying that is very common, and everything is going to be pasul, so there's no way that's going to be pasul. Lechura, he should have said, and maybe he holds that's what nizdak is. Nizdak is where the top leaves got cut. If the top leaves got cut, then that's not a psul. Even though if roiv of the leaves got cut, it's pasul. But if it's just the top leaves got cut, then that's not pasul. If that's what he meant to say that that's not pasul, and that's really what the kula of nizdak is. That's kosher. Then he should have, instead of saying that kula hachi isnahu, he should have rather said that that's the hekshur of nizdak. That's what it says in the Gemara nizdak. So it's not clear exactly what does Tosfos hold b'negeah to nizdak. It's not clear. He doesn't really let us know what is nizdak that's going to be pasul. We do know that nechlakat yemis means that the two top leaves that are stuck together got separate into the shedro. That's pasul. We do know that if all the leaves, roiv of the leaves, get sliced down the middle at the place which holds them together, each one of the double leaves gets sliced down the middle at the place that holds them together, that's nifritzu, and that's pasul according to Tosfos. Nizdak is not so clear. Maybe nizdak means only in the tiyemis, and that's kosher. Maybe nizdak means only a miut of the leaves, a miut of each of the leaves got opened, or maybe it means that the two double leaves that are split, that are usually stuck together at the top, separated, but it didn't go into the shedra. Not exactly clear. So the truth is that there's a bunch of mahalchim in the Rishonim as to the psulim of nizdak and nechlakat yemis. The Rif, he holds that nechlakat yemis means, like Tosfos is nifritzu, nechlakat yemis means that the tiyemis of each of roiva, the leaves on the lulav, got split down. And that's how Tosfos explained nifritzu. How did the Rif explain nifritzu? He explained nifritzu differently. Sha'olim nosru me'ashedra v'intluyin bo. The pashtus is, we'll get to the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah has three pshatim and what this can mean. But the pashtus means that the leaves are hanging down. Nifritzu means that the leaves are hanging totally down. Instead of going up, riding up in the same direction as the lulav, even if they're not mamish, tzamud, and close and near to the lulav, and they're going out, they're spreading out, that's still kosher, that's nifritzu. But if they're hanging downward, that's nifritzu. That's already nifritzu, and that's possible. How does he learn nizdak? Nizdak, the way that the Ran explains that nizdak is kosher, is talking about the tiyemis. That if only, the only time that we said that if the leaves get split, that it's possible, that's nechlakat tiyemis, that's when it's roiv of the leaves. But it's nizdak, just the tiyemis, then it's going to be kosher. Unless it's avid kehemnik, if it's avid kehemnik, that middle leaf is spread out and like a Y, then it's going to be pasul. So it could be that that's how Tosfos learns also. Tosfos learns maybe that nizdak means the middle, just the middle leaf. If you look at the Ran learns slightly differently. He says Nechlakat Yermis is also going just by the Olel Yerno, but Nechlakat Yermis means the middle top leaf that got totally split is the single double leaf at the top of the lulav got split from top to bottom. That's Nechlako. If it got split only a miut, then that's Nizdak, and that's Kosher. You have to say, even though it's the same, we're talking about the same Mokrim, the top leaf getting split down the back, but where it's split totally, that's Nechlak. Where it's split a little bit, Nizdak is cracked. But that the word Nizdak implies that it's only a little bit. Nechlakas Mashma in Gansen. That's how we learned Nechlakas Yermis is in Gansen, and Nizdak is only in the a little bit. He brings down another pshat, yesh machmirim, and if you look at the Ritva, it seems that this is how the Ritva goes. It sounds like that's where you get. If you look at the Mishabura and the Bir Alacha says at the end of Tafresh Mem Hei, there are very many quotes that the Ran quotes are really coming straight from the Ritva. So the Pashta says Lachura that he's referring to the Ritva because it seems that the Ritva says this pshat also, that Nizdak, that's kosher, is only kosher when it's horizontal. It's not vertical. When there's a slice in the leaf horizontally, it didn't actually get cut off, so it's not nektam, but it got slightly cut sideways horizontally. Then that's possible because of the, that's nizdak which is kosher. However, nizdak which is possible, that's referring to the nechlakat yemis, which is possible, is referring to even if it's bimiyutai. Even if the middle leaf is cut down, if the middle leaf is cut horizontally, then that's nizdak which is kosher. If the middle leaf is cut vertically, in other words, the way that we call nechlakat yemis, the middle top leaf is cut in the back, then even bimiyutai, he says, even if it's bimiyutai, it's possible. Now this is lechura the biggest chumra that we've seen so far, that even bimiyutai it's going to possible. If you look at the Ritva says the reason why. He seems to say the reason why. He says, "Lefize roi lochush kishasedek laarkoi shumisraba bechol shokishimenanoi." When there's a little crack in the top leaf, you have to be extremely careful because when you're going to shake it, then it's going to open up. He says, "Vechein bali nefesh choishishin." And if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, he says when the Ramah brings down that there's a shita that holds that the middle leaf is possible when it gets split, even b'miutai, he says the Achrenim say what's the reason why? Because when you're going to shake it, it's going to open up more. That's why it's possible. It's mashma that right now b'etzem it's not possible. All psuli alulav are only beruban; they're not b'miutan. Nevertheless, since when you're going to shake it, it's going to get bigger, so therefore we possible it even already now. We'll get to that in a second. But just to clarify over here, just to be mesakim, we have a bunch of different shitas. What's nechlaka, what's nizdaka, and what's nizdak? That's kasher. So most of the shitas don't hold that if the top leaf is split down the middle, that that's possible b'chlal. Many hold that that's nizdak, which is kasher. We have Rashi that holds, that never even discusses the middle leaf. Taisus, we don't know if he discusses the middle leaf. The Rif explains that nechlaka tiyemis is only when it's rive of the leaves. But if it would be just the middle leaf, says the Ran, then that would be kosher. And then we have the Ran that says, no, nechlakat yemis is, that's kosher, that's puzzle, is in the middle leaf, but only beruba. If it's bimiyutai, then it's going to be kosher, that's nizdak. And we have even the most chumr shita that holds that, no, nechlakat yemis, even afilu bimiyutai, is going to be puzzle. The only time that nizdak is kosher is when it's horizontal, not when it's vertical. If it's vertical, then it's going to be possible afilo bimiyutai. So to be choishes for the shita, we have to realize it's mamish shita yechide in the shita of the rishonim. But the maitz of the Ramah brings it down. Now it's just to be masber, and this will be masber gemara before and also. What does it mean that it's possible now bimiyutai? Because if you shake it, then it's going to open and become rubai. But right now it's not rubai. So why is it possible? So if you look at the Aruch Lener says that we find a similar thing b'negeah to Esrig. He says by Esrig that the Aruch Lener is really on this Gemara. On Laman Alpha and Beis, it says that Rabbi Yehuda holds that an Esrig which is too big to hold two of them in your hands, that's already too big and it's possible. Why? Why do you need to be able to hold two esrogim in your hands? That way, if you have the esrog in one hand and the lulav in the other hand, you want to switch them, or somebody's giving it to you. And you have an esrog in one hand, somebody's giving you a lulav, and you're putting it into your hand. You need to be able to hold both the lulav and the esrog at the same time. And you shouldn't drop it. So if your hand could hold two esrogim, then it could also hold the esrog and the lulav. Says Rabbi Yehuda, if it's bigger than that, then it's puzzle. Now, the shayla is, why is it puzzle now? L'chora, you didn't drop it. If you drop it, what's the chash? The chash is that if you're not able to hold two in your hand, it might fall when you're trying to take the lulav from somebody else, and it might become puzzle. So if it falls and becomes puzzle, so then don't worry about it then. But right now, it's not puzzle. L'chora, if it falls, it'll become puzzle then. So the Aruch Haner says, we find such a similar thing when it gets to using a behemah for a defen for a sukkah. That Remeir holds that it's possible. Why? Because maybe it's going to die or maybe it's going to run away. So Shail is, so if it dies or runs away, so then you worry about it. But right now it's not possible. So he says that Vaistoy said, even though right now it's not possible, since it's going to become possible, then we have a chshash. And he quotes the Ritzvah. The Ritzvah says, what's the chshash according to Yehuda if you have too big of an esrig? Dilma yitol apostle v'lavadayte. Maybe you're not going to realize if it's too big, so then maybe it's going to fall out. You're not going to realize that it broke. And v'chulu, if it's such a possibility that it might become puzzle, we're scared to let you even use it when it's not puzzle, because it might become puzzle easily, and you're not going to realize. So what happens if you take it l'maiso? Let's say you took it l'maiso. If nothing fell out, it's the first day, you're taking your big esrog according to Yehuda. Are you yetzi b'dieven? Says the Aruch Haner, no. You're not yet saying. Yesh koyach b'yad chachamim to say not to take it, to be mavatle p'shev al tasa. Yesh lem rishus lachar davim en ater. If you have too big of an esrog, don't even take it l'chatchilo. Since it might become pasal afterwards and you're not going to realize you're going to make a bracha on it, then already now we pasal it. That's what it sort of seems like now. We're going to pasal the nizdak of a little bit because you might shake it and it might open more and you're not going to realize, and that's not like a tiyamis, and that's going to be problematic. That's l'chur r'pshat in the Ritzvah. Now, however you're going to be mefarish nechla katiyemis, whether it means in roiv of the leaves, whether it means in the middle leaf, yesh la'ayim k'tas, what's pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says, nechla katiyemis mahu. The Gemara wanted to say that the same way that we see nitla katiyemis is possible, so too nechlako. We said, no, nitla is chaser, as opposed to chaser, as opposed to nechla katiyemis is not. Then the second lesson says, no, ikad amir Rav Shuvan Levi, nechlaka tiyemis, nasa kemishin, nitla tiyemis upasol. Nechlaka is like nitla, and it's pasol. And the shver, it's lechura, what's the dimin bechlal? Nitla tiyemis, like the Gemara says before, and the mashmais of the Gemara is that it's chaser. It's mamish missing. As opposed to nechlaka tiyemis, nothing is missing, it's just sliced open. But nothing is missing. What's the dimin? Nechlaka is like nizdaka, it's like nitla. What's the dimin? So the truth is that if you look at the Magen Avraham and Tafresh Mevev Sivkan Vav, he brings down from Rabbi Yerochim that all psulei lulav are pasul mishum hadar, chutz mi nizdak v'nechlaka hapsulei mishum lekicha tamo. He says that nechlaka is pasul mishum lekicha tamo. Lekicha tamo is, we know that it has to be whole, it can't be chaser. It's mashma that he learned that nechlaka is pasul because it's like nitla atyemis. It's like nitla, which is chaser, so this is chaser. We'll get back to that in a minute. But it's clear that Rav Rishonim did not learn that way. Rav Rishonim learned that there lechur is no psul, that nitla and nechlaka are not possible because of chaser. Tosfos says clearly on the Chaf Tesam and Beis, he says nitla tiyemis is a chasarin because of hadar. And not only that, Rashi says that if all the leaves come off of the tree, of the lulav, it's possible because of nifritzu. It's possible because it's not hadar. It doesn't say that it's possible because of chaser. It's clear that for sure nitla tiyemis he doesn't learn as chaser because he holds nitla tiyemis is just one leaf came off. Rashi says even if all the leaves came off, it's not possible because of chaser. It's only possible because of hadar. The only time that he said that it's possible because of chaser is when it came to esrig. On Lamed Hayam and Beis, Rashi says when Mechanina took a bite out of his esrig, it's possible because of chaser. Not only that, Taisra says similarly on Daf Lamed Aleph and Beis, we darshan that you need to have all four minim together. Each one of them ma'akiv. You can't take three minim. How do we know? Because it says lakachtem. You need a lakicha tamo, a complete lakicha. How do you have a complete lakicha if you have all four minim? It says Rashi lamed dalar amid beis. Shtei lakicha tamo mihai time manami paslinen esrik chaser mishum de ein ze lakicha tamo. Tosfos says, for this reason, because it says, Lakachtem Reina Lekichatam, we also passel Esrog Sheina Shalim, Esrog which is Chaser. Why Dafka Esrog? How about Lulav Hadas Arova? It's Mashma Dafka Esrog. It's Mashma from Rashi Dafka Esrog. That's why Nifritu, all the leaves came off. It's not Chaser. Nektam is not Chaser. It's Hadar. Only by Esrog he says that it's Chaser. And Tosfos says also, we passel Esrog Chaser, not Lulav. If you look at the Ravid in his Hilchas Lulav, and the Ramban and his Hasogas on the Ravid, they both say that we don't learn out the Psul Chaser that it says in the Mishnah by Esrog to Lulav. There's no Psul Chaser by Lulav. If it's cut off at the top, that the Ravid says the possible because of Nektam Reisha, it's not Hadar. But there's no Psul because of Chaser. If you take a spoonful out of the side of the Shedra, that's not going to be possible because of Chaser. There's no Psul of Chaser by Lulav. What's Taka the Pshat? So I saw a nice Pshat in the Sefer Arbas Minim HaShalim from a Weissfish. He wanted a taino that there's an intrinsic difference between a lulav and an esrig. An esrig is pre-et hadar. The Torah is mechayev a person to take a pre. Memelo, if there's a part that's missing, then it's not a pre. It's a chesaron in the pre. As opposed to a lulav, the Torah told you to take a kapos tomorrow, but the Torah didn't tell you that it's a pre. It's not a davar HaShalim. The whole moed, the whole gauge by a lulav, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that it needs a shear. That means that you could take a branch of a lulav tree, of a palm tree, that's 10 tvachim long, cut it in half, and you have 5 tvachim left, and use that. You just cut off half of it. You could even cut off 6 tvachim, and you only have 4 tvachim left. It's also kosher, even though you cut off rave of it. There's no din to have a shalim. There's a din to have a shear. You need a shear, which is shalim. So there's no chisarn in chaser, because there is no din to have a shalim b'chlal. The whole thing is tali in shir. As a matter of fact, we'll see when we get to the halacha, the Mishnah Berurah has a, Bikur Yaakov, has an extremely interesting clair. He says, let's say, nifritzu olav means that the leaves are ripped off. He says, let's say you have a lulav, which is 9 tvachim tall. And 6 tvachim of it have its leaves ripped off. And 3 tvachim of it have its leaves that are not ripped off. So rive of your lulav doesn't have leaves. But Raiva Vashir Lulav, which is kosher, or 4 Tvachim, has leaves. 6 out of 9 Tvachim don't have leaves. So that's Raiva of your entire branch that you're holding in your hand. 3 Tvachim have leaves. That's Raiva Vashir Lulav that a person needs to be Aitse. Do we go about the Raiva the Lulav? Do we go about the Raiva the Shir? So we see that Bechlal is shaykh to have that Raiva of your Lulav is going to be the Chaser and you have Psulim. It doesn't make a difference as long as you have a Raiva Shir. We don't look at the whole branch. We'll see how the Sharatin Paskin is going to get to that. The Kumtoi said, only when it comes to Esrog, which is a pre, that's where you have the Chesaron. As opposed to Lulav, Hadas, and Arava, they're all Talim and Shurim of Tvachim, there you're not going to have any Chesaron. There's an interesting Ran. The Ran says a little bit later on, he says, the Ran learns that Esrog Chaser is Rebbe Hanina took a bite out of it and used it on the rest of the days of Yontif. He says, that which is kosher when you took a bite out of it, is dafka if it's rubai kayim. The shmai olav. Halav achiloi. The esrig amarachmano v'lei chatzi esrig. If you don't have a rave of your esrig left, so then that's a chatzi esrig. That's not an esrig. And the shalit anishalit says, and let's say you have 3/4 of your esrig. Esrig amarachmano v'lei shleishis rubai esrig. That's also not considered an esrig. Hell am I have to say, because you have rubai kikuloi. That's considered the entire pre. That you don't need an entire pre. You could consider something an entire pre if you have raiv. That's also, why is chaser a chasarin? L'chara, why is chaser a problem? L'chara, rubei kikulei will tell me that I have an entire pre. So the truth is that the Ran l'shitasa, he doesn't hold that there's a psul of chaser b'chlal b'esrik. The Ran holds that there's no psul, as we saw in the first Ran and the second Ran, in the beginning of the parak, he holds that he gufa et the Rashi, that how could Rashi say that there's a psul hadar? The rest of the days of Yontif Midarabanan, there's a psul hadar. We see from Rabbi Chanina that there's no psul hadar. He took a bite of it and he used it the rest of the days. We see hadar is not psul. Rashi says that's chaser. For the Ran learned that's a din and hadar. There is no psul of chaser even by Esrig according to Rashi, according to the Ran. But if you learn that there's a psul chaser, then you could say that in Chanami that it's only by a pre and it's not where anything else. So Kumtai said in Chanami Nechlaka, we asked what's Nechlaka. It says that it's not the commission nitlat yemis. The chur nitlat yemis is alts chaser. Nechlaka is not. The answer is no. That even nitlat yemis is not alts chaser. There's no psul of chaser when it comes to a lulav. They're both similar in that the fact that they're not hadar. But there's no psul of chaser when it comes to a luluf. Rabbeinu Yeruchim, with this will end. Rabbeinu Yeruchim says that all psulim of a luluf are possible because of hadar, except for nechlaka, which is possible because of lekicha tamo. So we see that there is a psul. L'chorah, when he says lekicha tamo, he does not mean a psul of chaser. Because, first of all, nechlaka is not chaser. There's nothing missing in the luluf. And not only that, he doesn't say nitlat yirm, is possible because of chaser. He says nechlak is possible because of chaser, but if it's actually taken off, he says it's not possible because of chaser. What does he mean, lekicha tama? He doesn't mean tam as a davar which is shalim. And if it's not shalim, it's chaser, then it's going to be puzzle. He means tama that it's going to be pure. Tam, it's pure, it's complete in the way that it's how it was created. If it's not, if it changed from the way that it's created, this is not the type of a lulav is meant to be that the leaves are together. Chokama that it's nizdak, it's nechlagat yomis, then the leaves aren't together. If it's nitla, so whatever you have left is the way that it was created. As opposed to where you left the leaves on and then you cracked them, that's already not the way that it was created. That's not a lekicha tamo. And Mameli says that's going to be possible not as hadar, but as lekicha tamo. Yashu kechacho. Any questions?